From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spent more than 10 hours talking with Russia's foreign minister Friday, and at the end said the two had achieved clarity on the path forward in Syria. Speaking in Geneva, Switzerland, Mr. Kerry said what he called narrow issues remain to be resolved.
Syrian State TV.
The latest meeting comes amid heightened tensions in Syria after Turkey decided earlier this week to send tanks across the border into Syria in order to take over a pocket of land controlled by the Islamic State group. Previous rounds of international negotiations, including discussions between the top diplomats in Moscow and Washington, have failed to produce an end to the conflict in Syria. Syrian government buses, meanwhile, began evacuating the first of 4,000 civilians and several hundred rebel fighters from the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Daraya on Friday. As Edward Uranian reports, fighters will be allowed to leave for the rebel-held Idlib province near the Turkish border.
Syrian State TV showed live footage of the first green government bus leaving the besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya. Several bearded rebel fighters could be seen inside the bus alongside their families. A Syrian army colonel overseeing the operation for the government told journalists things were going smoothly. He says the first batch of 300 rebel fighters, whom he calls terrorists, are being evacuated to the rebel-held province of Idlib, while some civilians who wish to remain in the Damascus area will be allowed to do so.
Edward Uranian, this is VOA News. A decision by France's highest administrative court has declared a ban on burkinis, or full-body and head-covering swimsuits, illegal. The three-judge state council on Friday ruled the ban by the town of Villeneuve-Loubet dealt a serious and clearly illegal blow to fundamental liberties such as freedom of movement, freedom of conscience, and personal liberty. Patrice Pinossi is a lawyer with the Human Rights League.
So it's a very important decision. It's a principled decision. It will make the law not only for Villeneuve-Loubet, but for all the town in France.
The ban imposed by officials in Villeneuve-Loubet allowed the swimsuit posed a threat to public order. That was a claim the court said was not supported by evidence. Lionel Luca is the mayor of Villeneuve-Loubet. He says the ruling is a setback for those who want France to remain secular.
La polémique vient d'associations.
He says the polemic comes from organizations which are trying to gain ground. Today they can be satisfied. The rampant Islamization is progressing in our country. About 30 coastal towns have imposed a similar ban with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. As rescuers dug through destroyed buildings looking for survivors, two strong aftershocks hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy Friday. The aftershocks, registering 4.3 and 4.7 on the Richter scale, caused more damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke. Sergio Pirozzi is the mayor of Amatrice. He says we're in the process of finding somewhere away from here where we can put up wooden houses in hamlets inspired by those found in Trentino in Switzerland. Since the original earthquake hit Amatrice early Wednesday morning, the city has seen more than 500 additional aftershocks. Meanwhile, civil protection officials have revised the death toll from Wednesday's 6.2 magnitude quake to 281. A Kurdish suicide bomber targeted a checkpoint near a police station in Cizre in southeastern Turkey Friday, killing at least 11 police officers and wounding scores of other people. Militants linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, have claimed responsibility. The terrorist group has been linked to a series of attacks against police targets in the same region. And traders ended the week mixed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 were lower, but the Nasdaq was up on Friday. European markets were higher. Asian trading was mixed. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.